Welcome to the Side Action Podcast, the sports gambling show that covers everything in the world of sports betting from A through Z. We'll cover the four major sports, as well as anything and everything in between worth some action, and we'll increase the size of your bankroll. And here we go.
All right, we're back. Welcome to the Side Action, episode 29 of season 6. My name is Jim Weglars, a.k.a. Wegs. You can follow me at Wexpool on Twitter and on Instagram.
And I'm Coop. You can check me out on Instagram at Dalton Cooper, on X at Mr. Grumpy Gills. Again, we are the Side Action Pod. I'm a little jelly that you get the warm weather and I'm sitting in 30 degree weather.
Do you want me to show you the backdrop here?
I mean, is it the nice highway? Is that what it is?
No, it's not a nice highway. See, look, this is what it is. That's the ocean right there, pal. There's a little beach right there,
the
park.
Balcony for you, the pool, yeah.
It's like Montrose. Well, I don't think that's my pool, unfortunately. That's like next door, but I could try to sneak in there. But it's more that it's like Montrose Beach. You've got this big park area, some tennis courts. There's a couple of sand courts down the way. People are surfing in the distance. It's very idyllic. It's just like I was saying before the pod. I got to get out there, maybe on the weekend. I'm just working too much, but... What are you gonna do, man?
And I should have asked before we started. I can't believe you didn't put your lay on. Like, you know, you still haven't proven that you got laid.
I left it in Chicago because I thought I might get a new one, but
they didn't give you a new one.
Well, I think when you first come here, you get one. So you'll get one when you come and visit, dude.
Okay, gotcha.
And maybe you'll get it from a nice lady instead of. Well, it was my coworker, so it was cool. But...
Yeah. Heck yeah. So anything else going on? How was the flight?
Well, since we last talked, came to Chicago for a few days, went to a wedding in Philly, big Indian wedding, crazy, very fun, 2.5 hour ceremony, dude, like during the afternoon, the morning, and then we had a big break in the afternoon, came back for the reception, which was fun, saw Sophia, flew back, spent the night, flew out. The flight was fine. We actually were an hour early because we got a tailwind.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like 8 hours instead of 9. And then I went right to a meeting, like right away to a community meeting. So this is my life right now.
Yeah. You got the sniffles too, I see.
Yeah, I don't know if it's allergies or if I caught something, but there is a bunch of congestion going on up here.
The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. You know, it's tough.
Exactly. I'll shake it after a day or two, but I am definitely stuffed up. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So how about you, pal? What have you been up to?
Nothing much, really. I'm trying to think of since we last saw each other.
I think it was the happy hour.
Yeah, we did the happy hour. So let's see. Friday, I didn't do much. Saturday, we went out for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So that was a good time. I feel like we did something Friday night. What am I forgetting? Anyway, it's gone. But yeah, Saturday, we went out for St. Patrick's Day. We started at like 11 a.m. So some of us made it till about 1 p.m. and some of us made it till about 4:30 p.m.
Not a long day. There was people went really hard. They understand that they didn't understand the marathon, not a sprint.
So yeah, it was a good time. We started pre-gaming at an apartment downtown, like right in the West Loop, which was really nice. So like on the 40th something floor, you know, sure. I had like a half a dozen Irish car bombs. So I was having a good time. So
good start.
So that was cool. Got to see the river, all that stuff. We do the touristy, you know what I mean? So that was fun. And then, that was pretty much the weekend. I feel like we did something Friday, and I cannot for life make it. Oh, we had Irv's housewarming party.
How was that?
Yeah. So that was a good time. Yeah, we warmed the house, if you will. So
did he move back downstairs, or it's a different...
No, he actually moved upstairs.
Okay, he keeps moving up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's on the first floor now. But Jason had his samurai swords out, so we were having a good time with those. I was trying to get Phil to let me do some body shots off of it, but he wouldn't do it. So, yeah, I figured he's the least hairy, because I don't think he's very hairy. So if I was going to pick somebody, I'm definitely picking Phil. Because me, I'm kind of a hairy guy. I get belly button. I don't know about you. But
you don't have to tell me about it. I get it.
Yeah, so it's tough. But I think that was about all we did, honestly. I mean, I've been thinking back, like, the weekend before that, we went to, like, the hockey game and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
So It's been a while since we've
been a minute. You've been busy.
Yeah.
I've been jet setting, but I'm going to be here for a while, so.
Yeah, right.
You're all welcome. All subscribers are welcome. The co-host is welcome. Mom's coming on the 7th of April, so you can't come that. I do have a Google Sheet that I can share.
I have to wait till bowling's done until, because I think we're bowling until like the last week of April even.
Okay, well,
so, yeah,
maybe
tough.
Come in the fall then when I hopefully will.
Yeah, exactly. But I've had my opportunity to shoot 300 the last 3 weeks. Like three weeks ago I shot 299.
Jeez, you're like our listeners here.
Yeah, the week before I shot 260. I think I shot 269, which I think I had the front eight or whatever. And then last night, I shot 289. I had the first 10, and then I left the damn 7.
You're just flirting with it.
Yeah, it's like it's playing peekaboo with me. So we're getting there.
You'll get there. But yeah, I can't even get over 200, so no worries.
Yeah. So, but yeah, nothing too crazy. You know how it goes.
Well, who are we taking to the shed? I know this is probably more from last week, but I got some stuff from this week. Who are we taking to the shed?
Yeah, so the first thing that came to mind when I was doing this is I had the Bengals were getting taken to the shed because that's when T. Higgins had requested a trade last week. Obviously, this isn't the first time in the Bengals franchise history that a player requested a trade and actually did end up signing the franchise tag, so we'll see how that goes.
Right.
It could be just a leverage play more than anything. It's never a good thing when when your second wide receiver, your second best wide receiver, wants out of town. So there was rumors floating around that the Bengals offered 2 first round picks and T. Higgins to the Vikings for Justin Jefferson, and I thought that was really spicy. I can't believe they didn't take it.
Wow.
So that would be sick. Together. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the LSU reunion in Cincinnati? Which is really funny because the Bengals, and then you have the Tigers, and I think that just, yeah.
They are a type of a Bengal. They were the white, kind of a white Bengal down there, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So the Bengals were in the shed. We also took the Yankees to the shed. So Garrett Cole underwent an MRI. He's actually, obviously fast forward to now. He's been shut down, I think, 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
I think probably the first month of the season. So. They're going to be in some world of hurt because they don't have – their pitching's not very good. Obviously, Garrett Cole is like their stud. They paid like $350 million for this guy.
Sure.
And they already have the highest team. They're already the highest team over the luxury tax. That's including the Dodgers. So the fact they really can't go out and spend it.
Yeah, you can't go higher.
So – they're going to be in a world of hurt if he's out for a significant amount of time. And then the Bucks got taken to the shed. So last Tuesday they got beat by the Kings by 35 points. The reason they're getting taken to the shed is this is the third loss of 35 points or more for the Bucks this year, and that's the first time in franchise history. So shout out to them. They're making the Hall of Shame
contender. I don't understand this. They don't play defense sometimes.
Yeah. They don't play defense this year. Right. So I don't know if that's got more to do with Damian Lillard and, because Drew Holiday is a really good defender. So
he played both.
And he's in Boston now. Yeah, that's crazy. We'll see what happens come playoff time. Maybe they'll get a little bit healthier too. So they just got Chris Middleton back, I believe. So and then the Red Wings. So they did win last night, I believe. But previous to that, they have lost 7 in a row. So they're still in the shed. They're currently out of playoff contention, and I don't know if you saw this last Wednesday, they had a fight in practice, so their own guys are fighting each other, and that's never a good thing. You're going to be in the set when your team's fighting each other. So
apparently we don't have ambulances here in Hawaii, but we have the dirt bikes doing the wheelies. I don't know if you heard that.
Nice. Happens. Yeah, I was wondering what that was.
Well, drag racing here in Ala Moana.
Nice.
Well, there you go. Well, here, I've got a couple, Coop. Let's start off. I'm going to start off with the Bears. I thought about this secondarily. But look, man, we were talking about it. I don't think they necessarily should have traded Justin Fields, maybe trade the pick because they get more value. I'm not sold like Caleb Williams. But if you're going to trade him for something, a sixth rounder that can turn into a fourth, that's just terrible value. I mean, they obviously waited too long or overplayed their hand, so... I mean, give Pittsburgh some credit. They're going to be able to pay, and you'll get to this later, pay Russell Wilson like $1 million to play this year and get Justin Fields on a rookie contract. So that's smart for the Steelers. But, my God, the Bears. This is a loss to me. Get in the shed. get the shit. And then the Virginia, University of Virginia. Now, I will praise University of Virginia for Sophia getting it. She did commit to Virginia to go to law school, but she doesn't play college basketball for men. I think she could score more points than they could over a 9-minute stretch in the first half against my CSU Rams. They scored 14 points in the first half yesterday. Coop, did you see that game at all?
Which one was it? I'm sorry.
So Virginia lost to Colorado State, and in the first half they scored 14 points.
Yeah, first four game. Yeah, the alma mater. Yeah.
So I mean, I was happy for the Rams, but give me a break. I don't think Virginia should have made the tournament. Full disclosure, yeah. I thought Indiana Overseas State should have made it. You know, Larry Nerd should have made it, but they lost their conference championship before. I know St. John's had a beef, but Virginia, yeah, they're pretty average, and they looked bad last night. So there you go.
Oh, they stunk up Dayton.
They
that's
did.
For sure.
So Club Dub, I'm going to the weekend. It was actually, I was going to be either one of these teams. The Brown Bears in the Ivy League were playing really good. They upset Princeton in the semifinals, which a lot of people felt like they were a really good team and could have done something in the Big Dance like last year. And they had Yale on the ropes. They had them beat. But Yale hit a big three late, and then they got the ball with like 8 seconds to go, scored the basket at the buzzer. No better way to punch your ticket to the Big Dance. So Yale Bulldogs, welcome to Club Dub for probably about another 12 hours or 13 hours now.
Yeah, right, until they get mopped, unfortunately. Yeah. No, that's I enjoyed that buzzer beater too, because I don't know if you saw it, but it was like a little, it was just a perfect little float out of his hand. Yeah, just a little flick of the wrist. Yeah, it was nice.
They're back again.
The hand right in the cookie jar. You know, it was a beauty. So, but for Club Dub, for me, I'm gonna start with Daniel Gafford. So he's a center for the Dallas Mavericks. He made 33 straight field goals, which was one off of the all-time record for Wilt Chamberlain. Which was 34, obviously, straight. So he came up one short of tying the record, unfortunately. I think that was on Saturday or Sunday, I believe, last time the Mavericks played. So he's in Club Dub. Also, Domantas Sabonis. He broke the Kings' all-time franchise record on last Tuesday with his 47th straight double-double. They beat the Bucks 129-94, like we touched on in the shed. He also added two more the last two games, so he's also continued his streak. So now he's up to 49 straight. And then the last but not least in Club Dub, Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers is rumored to be one of the vice president's candidates for Robert Kennedy Jr., or I guess his running mate. So he's going to he's going to get extra security. I think it's a great idea, because he's going to need it with that Jets offensive line, even though they've signed three offensive linemen, Tyron Smith included. It never hurts to have more security when you're coming off Achilles injury.
Is he focusing on football? I mean, last time I checked, he tore his ACL in the first game. I mean, as a Achilles. Maybe he should be rehabbing. Just saying, But you know what? Go to Club Dub. The girls will treat you well back there. Maybe they got some ayahuasca for you, whatever you like.
maybe they're gonna need it. And then for your stat of the week, I had it on the other page. I forgot to copy and paste it in. But do you know, since this is March Madness, can you name the lowest seed, the school and the seed number to ever win the NCAA tournament?
Ooh, good question. I like it.
And then even for an extra bonus, can you name the year? Because you were alive when this happened.
Yeah, lowest seed to win the NCAA tournament. I'm going to guess, it's probably not right, I'm going to guess it's I think it's one of these two teams, I think. Okay, it's going to be NC State 9 seed 83.
No, that is incorrect. We were looking for the 8 seed of Villanova in 85.
That was the other one. That was the other team.
Yeah, so in the spirit of March Madness. Yeah, I was going to say, the spirit of March Madness. Just keep that in mind as we move along. The 8 seed is the lowest team to ever win the Big Dance.
Oh, it's hard to do. It's hard to do. I mean, Butler had those years where they were pretty low. And San Diego State was pretty low last year, too. But, yeah, it's tough. No, that was my other guess. It was Villanova. I wasn't sure if NC State was – okay, so they were probably like a 6 or 7. There you go.
Yeah.
So what are you okay? Run down the NFL free agency before we get into the big tournament. Everybody wants to listen to our, you know, what is it like midnight over there now? So I'm sorry, everybody. It's a 5 hour difference.
Oh yeah. Real quick for free agency, this is just some of the stuff. So Russell Wilson obviously went to the Steelers 1 year, 1.3. Baker Mayfield re-signed with the Bucks, 3 years, $100 million. Mac Jones was traded to the Jaguars as well. That happened. Yeah, it happened a minute ago. And honestly, the way that injury history is going, he could play this year. The Vikings and Sam Darnold agreed to a 1 year, $8 million deal. Also, the Vikings acquired another first-round pick earlier this week as well, which a lot of people are kind of speculating who they're going to trade up to get. So we'll definitely see what happens. Christian Wilkins went to the Raiders on a four-year deal. I think it was like 98-something million, I believe. Josh Jacobs went to the Packers on a four-year, $48 million deal. $12 million signing bonus, and then his cap hit this year is going to be $14.8 million. Aaron Jones signed with the Vikings a couple of hours later, which was kind of a shock to everybody that what had happened. They thought they were going to have a two-handed, you know, monster there. So, and then Brian Burns got traded to the Giants, and then he signed a five-year, $150 million extension.
That's a big contract.
Yeah, well, everybody was kind of like, how in the hell they just let that guy go for, like, wouldn't you just sign him for the $150 million? Because I feel like that's a pretty fair price for a really good pass rusher.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's definitely, I feel like, if anything, it's a good value. So, and then obviously Saquon Barkley, he went to the Eagles 3 years, $37 million, with 26 of that guaranteed. Kirk Cousins went to the Falcons 4 years, $180 million, 100 guaranteed. This should have been the stat of the week, honestly. You know, the man has made $441 million in his NFL career and he's got one playoff.
I do know that.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Ridiculous. It's an amazing agent. That's what
and most
means.
Of it's guaranteed.
Yeah, well, the 441 is the guaranteed.
Oh, it
that's,
is? Okay.
That's the guaranteed money that he's earned
that's
in
incredible.
His career. So,
Kirk Cousins, man.
He may shop at Kohl's,
but he's got enough money for all of his kids to, like, become robber barons or something.
Yeah, well, that's because he shops at Kohl's. That's why.
Yeah.
Like Kohl's cash. Saves his real money.
A lot of Kohl's cash.
Yeah, all that Kohl's cash. Zach Moss is with the Bengals now. Jacoby Brissett actually signed a one-year deal with the Patriots. A lot of speculation there. Gardner Minshew signed a two-year deal with the Raiders. And then this is all kind of, obviously, looking back on it now, it's all kind of big news for the Justin Fields news.
Yeah.
You know, he got traded to the Steelers, obviously. Joe Mixon got traded to the Texans. Big fantasy sleeper, in my opinion. You definitely want to draft him in your fantasy year. I think he's very bullish, I believe.
Okay.
Derrick Henry went to the Ravens on a two-year deal. Incredible. And then Patrick Queen signed with the Steelers.
Yeah,
so
it's just like a crazy – you got to check those rosters. You don't know where anybody is.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll have the side action. Oh, I can't. Just a reminder, this guy plays for this team now episode. So that'll be fun. Yeah, we'll do that in a week closer to the season for sure.
Yeah, coming to a theater near you.
Yeah, be like, hey, Aaron Jones is a Viking now. You know, you can't forget that. You know,
right.
Just by the way. So, but yeah, there's been a little bit more. I'm sure we'll continue to see more as we go along too. And then obviously the draft is coming up in about a month. So, and Caleb Williams had his pro day today. I don't know if you saw that or not. So.
Whoop-de-doo. I mean, he's a Bear now, so if he decides to actually go there, he might just make $10 million in the college. But you know.
Yeah. Never know.
Well, so. Let's get into the big dance here, Coop. We'll do some regional breakdowns. Pretty simple here. We'll go over the top four seeds in each region, and then I put in either dark horses or first-round favorites going in here. So we'll start with the East. Prohibitive favorite, UConn, plus 400 to win the title. That's a repeat title, first time since the Joe Kim Noah Gators won the back-to-back. What is that, 03, 04 or something like that, a while back.
That was 05 or 06.
Could be. So, you know, obviously they're the number one overall seed. Really tough to beat. They look good. They, you know, they rocked the Big East tournament too. You've got Iowa State at the 2 seed, plus 2,000 to win the title. Now they rolled through the Big 12. They just kind of destroyed everybody in the Big 12, including Houston. Again, they have beaten Houston twice this year like that. Illinois is the 3 seed. I put in plus 2,200, but I can't see it on Rivers, to be honest with you, but I'm guessing. more or less. And then Auburn, the four seed, is plus 1,800 to win the title. Kind of a dark horse. They won the SEC tournament. I should say Illinois won the Big 12 or Big 10 tournament. So this is like the tournament champions bracket, which maybe makes it harder for UConn. I'm not really sure what your opinion of the bracket or this region is.
Yeah, they got. I think they got really hosed for being the best. Like, yeah, I mean, the committee could not have like put a tougher path, in my opinion. I mean, if anything, they could have added Kentucky to this region, for God's sake. But outside of that, yeah, I think UConn got hosed. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, some people thought Iowa State could have been a one seed because UNC North Carolina lost in the title game, and they actually ended up being quote unquote the lowest two seed. I think that they threw out the tournaments a little bit on the seeding when you look at this stuff. We'll talk about it a little bit more later. Okay, in terms of first round matchups, this isn't a region I love for first round upsets, but Drake is the 10 seed against the 7 Washington State, but they're actually the favorite by a point when I looked it up. So it's not like that much of a surprise. DeVries, their guard is really good. He can put the ball in the hole. Washington State's solid, but I don't know if they're that great. I know they're methodical on offense. This should be a really fun game to watch. Do you like Drake in this one?
I actually do. Yeah, I had him in the Wags Pool bracket too. If there's a dark horse team that I would get behind, maybe to like, you know, the Sweet 16 or maybe the Elite Eight, it's BYU in my opinion.
Okay, good.
They've shown the ability to get hot. And they've shown the ability they can shoot the ball well. They can, and they're gonna get some pretty. I mean, they play Duquesne, and then more likely they're gonna play Illinois. Illinois is always they've been real like streaky this year anyway. It depends when they want to play defense. Yeah, and if they don't play defense against BYU, they're going to be in big trouble.
They got to beat Morehead State, who's pretty good. So
yeah, so like I said, there's a dark horse team that I would put maybe sprinkle some money on to maybe like I said get to a Sweet 16 or an Elite Eight. And I think it's probably BYU. But other than that, I think this is like the finals or the team that's going to get to the Final Four. In my opinion, is going to be either UConn or Auburn. That's where I would go.
Yeah, likely. I mean, San Diego State, they had a great run last year, which means they'll probably stink this year and get upset in the first round, but. They've got the tournament. They kind of have that tournament, not just experience, but they play really good D, and they have a good player who can score down the block. So I like them. Maybe not go.
They're an older team too.
Yeah. They can be. Okay, so do you like UConn or you like Auburn to win the region?
I like UConn.
Yeah, it's hard.
I just think they're the best. Yeah, I just think they're the best team in the country. We talked about a couple weeks ago. They have the most ways to beat you. If that makes
what if
sense.
They were playing Villanova?
I would lay all the points that we possibly were allowed to. Be the 401k bet of the week.
There you go.
Sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
Well, let's go to the bottom half there. You got the West Region. North Carolina is the one seed, plus 1,600 to win the title. Which tells you something because, you know, Auburn's plus 1,800 as the two seed in a different, in the toughest, in like, with, you know, UConn. But in this region, Arizona's a two seed, and they're plus 1,300 to win the title. So people like Arizona. Baylor, the three seed, plus 3,300. Alabama, plus 4,000. So this is an example, like I said, Alabama didn't play good in the SEC tournament. People just kind of looked at their regular season without the tournament. But their odds to win, the odds makers understand it, but the committee, I think Alabama didn't deserve the four seed. So I don't know. I can't trust Arizona, though. I just, Arizona fails every year. Maybe this will be the year Tommy Lloyd makes something happen. This is the one bracket or region I can see completely implode. I like North Carolina personally, but, you know, they can have stints where they don't play too well. There are three games I like in the first round. I like Nevada. The 10 seed again against Dayton. Sorry, buddy. They're actually the favorite in the game, minus one, in this matchup. I like New Mexico a lot. Minus 2.5 over Clemson. And here's what I'm going to tell you, dude. This team, they've got the right mix. They don't play a great D, but they can score. And I don't think Clemson's any good. So you like Clemson in that matchup.
I like Clemson. I can't get on them. Everybody and their brother is talking about New Mexico right now.
There's a reason.
I'm not doing it. They're going to get beat. Clemson can get hot. I've seen this Clemson team went into Durham and whooped North Carolina. I mean, they painted their back porch red. They beat them by like 30.
You mean they went into Chapel Hill or they went into Durham is where Duke plays.
Or they went. They went into Chapel Hill. Sorry, I'm thinking the other North Carolina school. Sorry, they went into North Carolina. They went into Chapel Hill and beat them by like 25 or 30 points right. earlier this year. So this Boston team is.
They're garbage, bro. They're garbage, dude. They're garbage. Hot garbage. So I got New Mexico in the Sweet 16. I'll be honest. I'm jumping on board. And I'll tell you why. Okay. I've seen them play a lot.
Feel free.
Love the guard play. So you're right. They can get in an up and down thing and maybe not play D, but Clemson's not the team. Yeah. Maybe the next round. What about Grand Canyon? Can I interest you in a Grand Canyon plus 5.5?
No, I'm on the Grand Canyon. Yeah, I'm going money line here. I like Grand Canyon here. So
31-3 on the year. They're really good. They're plus 195 on the money line. St. Mary's is a methodical good team. They're a very good team. But I don't know if they've got enough. We'll see. It's going to be a really good game.
No, I agree. And I think if you want to jump on a team, I think you could jump on Dayton to beat Arizona in the second round, maybe. They're the third best three-point shooting team in the country. So if there's a team, you know, that's going to get hot from three-point range and beat, you know, a couple good teams in a row, it could be Dayton. That's the only thing I'm going to say. I highly doubt it because – this is the first time they've been in the tournament since 2017, obviously minus the COVID year that didn't happen. But, so Anthony Grant, I don't know if he's coaching for his job, but, I mean, they've definitely been faltering down the stretch as of late.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely
see what
happens.
Playing well. They didn't play well in the A-10 tournament. I don't know. Like I said, this is the region where you're going to get a 13 or 14 seed, and they're going to be in, like, the Sweet 16. This is what's going to happen. I don't know who it's going to be.
Grand Canyon.
Yale or something, whatever. I don't know this one, but it's like, it's watch out. But it's hard to make those picks, but it happens every year. So
I think Mississippi
like?
State could be a dark horse in this region, too.
Okay.
I do have them beating North Carolina in the second round.
Okay.
I think they could pull the upset.
Yep. So. And that's
my I like Baylor.
I know you do. I can see that. So yeah. I like North Carolina. I think that they just have a good, balanced team. I think the region's pretty weak, so. It's really, like you said, if they stumble against a Mississippi State or somebody in the second round, I think if they get to wherever their regional finals are, I think they're going to roll there. But you're right. First weekend, they're vulnerable. You like Baylor, so why do you like Baylor?
I just like the guard play, honestly. The Big 12, I also think, is the best conference this year for – at least in my opinion, the strongest one. But I think it's just, to your point, I think this is the chaos bracket, too. I think this is where all the shit's made the fan. So I'm going to go with the guard play, you know, the ups and downs of dealing with a tough conference schedule. I think they're just built for a little better. And I think they have a little more favorable path. Like, they're going to play Arizona as opposed to playing, you know, Alabama or even, you know, UNC.
Right. And Scott Drew can coach. If they get to that... They get to the regional final, they got a shot. You know, they got a good shot.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the other side of the bracket. We've got the South region. Houston's plus 575 to win the title at the one seed. Marquette is plus 2,300 at the two. The three seed is Kentucky plus 2,500 and Duke plus 2,500. So it's a big drop-off here for the title. But my biggest thing is Marquette's a little banged up. I don't know if they're going to be fully healthy. I know they're one of their guys supposed to come back, but he hasn't played for a while. And they didn't look great in the Big East tournament. Houston, we know, is a grinding squad. I just don't know if they can get out of this bracket. It's, you know, Duke and Kentucky are good teams. You've got, in the dark horses, you got NC State. I know you don't like the ACC, but they played so good in the ACC tournament, and they just kept winning. Probably shouldn't have won against Virginia with the bank shot, but Jimmy Wegg's got home on the money line there. But NC State plus 5, plus 170 money line against Texas Tech. I like that. And I wouldn't be surprised if James Madison takes out Wisconsin. They're plus 5.5. Well, plus 185 money line at number 5, Wisconsin. But I don't know if it's a dark horse. It looks like we both like the same team. But do you like any other upsets in that first round?
The first round, no, you kind of took the ones that I like. I think if you're going to go with a dark horse team, I like Florida out of this side of the bracket. I don't have them winning. Yeah, I don't have them. I don't have them winning this region.
They're playing Colorado.
Yeah, they're playing Colorado. Yeah, I was gonna say I could see them getting to this, you know, Sweet 16, even maybe the Elite Eight. I think that's probably the sleeper team if you're gonna sprinkle some money on a future.
They did lose one of their big men though, right? One of their big men got hurt in the SEC championship.
Yeah, Yeah, but I think it might add an emotional boost. I just think this team can get hot. They shoot the ball well from the perimeter. You know, in a tournament situation. Then again, they played pretty well this year in the SEC too. So, no, I like Kentucky. I think Kentucky's going to knock off Houston in the round of eight. But yeah, I think Kentucky. They've been kind of up and down. They've been a lot more steady the last probably month of the season.
Right.
They can score with anybody. And Calipari's the all-time winningest coach in the tournament. So the man knows what he's doing. He can get it done.
They haven't made it to the Final Four in a really long time. So I'm with you in Kentucky, but it's going against all my, like, analytics because their defense is so friggin' bad. But I think their guard play is really good. The freshman, Rob Dillingham, is really good. I think that they can just outscore Houston if they get in that game. I will say that if, you know, the Duke-Houston game might be fun, although Duke will probably get muscled up in that game, so...
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the defense will just suffocate, too.
Well, let's get to the Midwest region. This is Action's region. Number one, Purdue, plus 650 to win the title. Two seed is Tennessee, plus 1,600. Creighton, plus 2,300. And Kansas, the four seed, plus 5,000. So let's talk about Kansas first. This is an example I was telling you that the committee for NCAA basketball is very different than the committee for football because Kansas should not be a four seed. They lost like four of the last five games. They have injured players. One guy's not even going to play in the tournament, and Hunter Dickinson had a dislocated shoulder. Why did they get the four seed? Give me a break. This is like a legacy pick, and then the odds makers are telling you what's up. Plus 5,000, that's worse than, you know, they're not even in the top 15, you know, to win the title. So right away, I'm going against Kansas. I know that that's a trendy pick too, of course, but Samford is pretty good. 13 seed, plus 7. I'll take the 7. Maybe I won't lay the money, but plus 240. I just think they're too injured, and they weren't a very deep team anyway, Kansas, so I think Samford can run them out of the gym.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I definitely like the theory. I think they should be able to get by Samford, but I do like the theory of jumping, kind of dog piling on there if you like the pun.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I like it. And then obviously Colorado State, you know, they played great yesterday. I'm sure you don't like them, but I think it's just for the Mountain West. I mean, the Mountain West got underseeded. They had to get these two playing guys. Boise lost today, but Colorado State destroyed Virginia. They're going to play Texas. Plus 2.5, I'll take that. I don't think Texas is that great. I know they made the tournament. They're a 7 seed. I think they're overseeded too.
No, I like Colorado State, actually. I have them beating Texas in that first-round matchup. So, not with you on that one.
Can I interest you in Oregon against South Carolina? Oregon is a one-point favorite.
You can.
They're the 11 seed. But here's the reason why I like them. Oregon, first of all, they won the Pac-12 title, which that's how they got in. And they're healthy now. So Dana Altman's a good coach. I was wondering all season, Oregon's usually really good, and they kind of sucked. 11 seed's great, and South Carolina, as much as I've told you to bet them all year, now they're going to have to play good teams all the time. Not that they did in the SEC, but they're not going to surprise anybody. So, yeah, they're a one-point dog in this one, plus, you know, 118. Is it plus 118? Even though the favorite? Okay, well, maybe I put that down wrong. But for South, I definitely like Oregon in this matchup.
No, I like Oregon to make a run to at least the Sweet 16, actually. If you're going to pick a double-digit seed in this whole tournament to make a run, I think this is the one you got to make. So, no, I like the Ducks. I think this – I believe this could be the region of chaos. It's definitely the Midwest. The Midwest and the South have the two best chances of just going absolutely crazy, in my opinion.
For sure.
So – But I like that. I also like Gonzaga. I like Gonzaga's path here. To your point, if Kansas gets by Samford again, I think Gonzaga can hang with Kansas, a mishandled Kansas team. So
yeah.
I think that's a pretty good bet. And I like TCU to get through the first round and beat Purdue in the second round. Yeah, I like TCU to the Sweet 16 as well.
TCU. So I will tell you, I talked to Action yesterday. Or no, yeah, yesterday. He is going to Phoenix. He's going to Phoenix for the Final Four, regardless of if Purdue makes it or not. So I crossed my fingers for him, but I don't think Purdue's going to make it. So I don't know. It's all Edie, you know. He's great. They don't have enough slashers. So looks like you like Tennessee in the region, though, while I like Creighton.
I do. I like Tennessee to get out of this region. They have the best player. Creighton, Creighton is the one thing. They're the three-headed monster. Dalton Connect, yeah. So yeah, they got the power of Roadhouse, in my opinion, and I think they're gonna, pull it off. So
I've liked Tennessee all season. I just concerned about Rick Barnes in the tournament. He's last time he went to the Final Four, if I'm not mistaken, it was with Kevin Durant. That's a few years ago. So he's had some squads, but we'll see. I mean, that matchup against, obviously, they need to beat Creighton, which will be a great basketball game. It just depends if Creighton's
hot. Creighton's got to get there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So do you want to just talk about championships later, or you just want to leave it at this?
No, we can. I have so my final four, I have UConn and Baylor, and then the other side I'm going to have Kentucky and Tennessee. And all SEC, if you will. So I have Kentucky beating Tennessee. I have Baylor upsetting UConn.
Wow.
And then I actually have Baylor winning the national championship 85-80.
Wow, I like it.
So I think Baylor, I think Baylor's going to do it. They've got, like I said, I think they've got really good guard play, and that's usually what it takes to win in March. They're battle-tested. They are a little bit of an older squad, I believe. Just from the research that I could kind of remember out of my ass here. I think they're a good team. I think they're well-rounded. I think they're a little overlooked in the Big 12, which I actually think is a good thing. I think they could sneak up on some folks. So no one's really talking about them either.
Yeah, I mean, we're fairly similar, actually. I do have UConn, and then I've got North Carolina. I got the one seed there. I do have Kentucky, like you, and I have Creighton, the three seed. I do have Kentucky winning. I got Kentucky. I can't believe I'm saying this because they haven't done jack in like 15 years against UConn. But UConn's going to do it again. It's so chalky. I hate doing that. But, you know, Jimmy Hedgerton will just hope that Creighton makes it so I can start hedging. Because Creighton is, you know, I actually have Creighton and North Carolina futures tickets. So if they make it, I can hedge both sides. And, you know, Jimmy Hedgerton likes profits. That's what he likes.
Yeah, absolutely. Who doesn't? James Hedgington III, if you will.
Esquire.
Yes, quite. I think I had a future in here. I'm trying to remember who I put it on. No, I haven't picked a champion. Never mind. So, yeah, well, I'll definitely start looking into that. So, if you're going to hedge on Creighton, okay. I did pick some Stanley Cup winners. But,
okay. It's just because it's only a three-week period. You're not putting your money out for too long, right? So, Stanley Cup, you still got to wait 3 months for that.
Right. That's
just trying to manage your bankroll, pal.
Don't bring logic into this, Wags. It's not needed.
That's what I'm here for. as the sun sets in Hawaii, I will tell you that I'm supposed to play in a volleyball tournament on Sunday, supposedly, a co-ed tournament. So going to have to mix it up. I don't have any other plans right now.
Nice. Who's the lucky lady?
I don't know yet. I don't know how it works. My buddy who lives here, he's like, hey, you around Sunday? I'm like, yes. I'll let you know if the tournament's happening. I'm like, cool. I'm assuming they just pick it out of a hat or they go, Wags, go play with this chick who can't move and, you know, isn't you know, can't serve. So that'll be fine. It'll be good.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, then I don't know. The rest, I'm going to have to meet some people. I know some cocktail spots downtown. I'll probably try not to get in too much trouble. I did get invited to watch the University of Hawaii, I think it's the men's game at the volleyball. So. But I don't know if I'll do that on Friday. It depends if I'm playing because I might get a few touches on Friday before the tournament on Sunday.
Yeah, get your NyQuil in, you know. You got to get rid of those sniffles.
Get some sleep, my God.
Yeah, that too. That might be helpful. But I'm trying to think. I know I've got to go pick up my little brother's on spring break. So okay. I'm going to pick him up on Friday and bring him back to the city. So Saturday, I think I have to go to like an event with Steph that night, like a formal event. So that'll be fun.
Plus one.
Yeah, something like that. And then we'll just I took the week off of work, so I'll just be hanging out with Memphis, probably watching basketball. You know, smart. Just enjoying the city, taking it out. Yeah. So
when does that start? Next week or that starts tomorrow?
It starts Friday. I got to go pick him up in Indiana on Friday afternoon.
Gotcha.
Friday evening after work, whatever. So.
Okay, nice.
Well, I hope you send some of the warm weather, if anything, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I know it's not too much trouble.
I've been putting stuff on the stories, you know, follow me at Wexpool on Instagram, right? But I'm trying not to rub it in everybody's face, but it is beautiful here. I mean, it is ridiculous. I'm not going to lie. It's gorgeous, but you know, I just got to get out there. Hopefully I'll be enjoying this weekend and not working so much. But, you know, you got to do this all the time.
Yeah, right. Oh, to do it, baby. Yeah.
I also, Mama Wegg's got me a couple Aloha shirts. So I wore one yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a big hit. Well, Tommy Bahama action. I got to get a couple more. And as we discussed, I'll make sure I find a location so we can get your size too.
Okay. Yeah, my size.
Well, you got the guns. You got the, I mean, it's not a bad thing. Fair. It's just, you know.
Yeah. I'm like the pebble. Yeah. I haven't became the rock or the boulder yet, but I'm just the pebble. So, yeah, there we go.
Well, great. Well, follow me at Wexport on Twitter and Instagram, and follow us at Side Action Pod on Twitter and Side Action Podcast on Instagram.
He goes great. That's great.
It's a good segue, right?
Yeah, right. You can check me out on Instagram at Dalton Cooper on X at Mr. Grumpy Gills. We are the Side Action Pod. Check us out on Instagram at Side Action Podcast and on Twitter or X at Side Action Pod. Until next week, maybe? I don't know.
We'll try to do it next week. I will try to.
We'll throw it together. We'll do a second a Sweet 16 update, maybe.
Yep. I will try not to keep you up too late like this one.
Yeah. Hey, baseball season will start at that point. So next week we're putting Shohei Ohtani's interpreter in the shed. I don't know if you read that story today.
Okay.
So that was a good one.
Nice. Well, maybe when you come here, you can race these guys on the dirt bikes. That'd be. Appointment television right there.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, just watch you jump off the balcony and like ride it.
I'm on the 13th floor. I'll be fine, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the bike's going to break your fall.
That's true.
It's kind of
too far away
point.
From the pool, though, but, you know, it's fine. There's a tennis court in the dog area right there. That's fine.
So. Yeah, we'll be fine.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Side Action Podcast. We appreciate all of your listens and thank you for joining us. We'll see you all again next week on Thursday for some more hot picks and side action. Side Action Podcast, its owners and associates take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the show hosts or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of this podcast, and opinions between talk show hosts may conflict. Individuals following the advice given on the podcast accept their own risk of losses from wagers made, as the Side Action Podcast, its owners, hosts, associates, or guests will not guarantee any advice given. The opinions and advice given on the Side Action Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Intro and outro and transition music credits. Song titles, Jerry 5 and District 4 by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.org. License under Creative Commons Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by 3.0.